Limited practices, down one starter, down 10 at the break, and down 12 early in the second half. Great comeback victory for your team tonight.
Well, they battled. Yeah. You know, they come back and took a butt chewing at halftime and come back and they were able to kind of focus in a little bit and get going. So helps making shots and help having Sloan out there the whole time.
Yeah, that was big, picking up three fouls in the first half and then picking up a fourth one in that third quarter, and a tough offensive foul call there. But you can tell that you had to have some sophomores step in there, playing a lot of significant minutes for the first time. And the Froh kid, also Bo Hess, and also Kyle Kerr playing some big minutes.
Oh, they all made some mistakes, but they all made plays, you know, at one point or another in the game. You know, all of them made, you know, some type of positive play that impacted, you know, the comeback. So... No, there's some crazy calls, you know, as far as, you know, for us, against us, you know, both ways. And, you know, but it kind of is what it is. First game, don't expect a game like that.
Once again, it is Scott City Beaver coach Glennon Hill joining us here post-game. Beavers win at 66-62. And they switched out Trinity, a pretty good fundamentally sound team. And they showed in the first half, but I thought the defense for Scott City, you guys did a really good job of hunkering down in that third quarter, holding them to 11 points each quarter.
I did better. I mean, you know, they've taken some major butt chewings in practice, and, you know, the chewings they got were the things that we messed up on in the first half, you know. And it's like, man, be coachable and, you know, do what we ask you and make the right moves. And if they make a shot over us, and they make a shot, but you know, you just can't be totally dumb, you know. And we were. I mean, we didn't switch screens, and, you know, a guy comes off a screen and he's already hit three threes, and we don't chase him through, and he drills another three. And, you know, so, you know, at halftime, you know, kind of cut the rotation down just a little bit. And, you know, the guys that played did what we wanted them to for the most part.
And nice night shooting from Trey O'Neill around his career high there, 31 unofficially. I had him there. And then you had Dylan Hutchins. Boy, he looked like a different player from his sophomore to his junior year.
Well, he played that way in a lot of JV games last year, and he played that way last summer. So, you know, we know he's a streaky shooter, and we want him to shoot as much as possible. But, you know, we need some help from some of the other guys. And, you know, when Brett comes back, that gives us, you know, that other really good option as far as that driver shooter. And, you know, Sloan probably played 4 minutes in the first half and probably, you know, not even a full quarter in the second half. So, you know, basically Trey and a bunch of rookies out there.
And Scott City winning here tonight, 66-62, and this will be a nice win to start off your season here. You're 1-0, and you'll face Kansas City Christian coming up here tomorrow night. Kansas City Christian, they lost big tonight to Holcomb, and I just saw that final go by there. But Kansas City Christian, a struggling team of 75-34 for Holcomb, and they're going to be a team that's going to be 0-2 coming in here tomorrow night.
Well, I mean, it might be a chance to get a little bit deeper in the bench. But at the same time, we got some guys that are going to run out of games if we play them, you know, a couple of minutes here and there. So, you know, I told them in the locker room, I said, you know, unless it's a blowout, you're not going to play. And that way you can play the full JV tournament. You know, we only get our 20 games. And, you know, they understand that, you know, they got to space those things out. But, you know, they've been practicing hard. And at the same time, though, it's like a sophomore practice sometimes. There's like six or seven guys out there.
All right, big victory for you guys tonight, Coach, 66-62. As always, we appreciate you stopping by here post-game. We'll do it again tomorrow.
Sounds good. Thanks, Adam.
All right.